This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Marblehead head football coach Jim Rudloff. Jim, first time we've talked this year. Welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, it's been an interesting year so far.
Well, it's been interesting with a smiley face down, with a gloomy face for Marblehead. Not as far as wins and losses, but because of injuries and illnesses and so on. What's happened this year?
Yeah, we have a black cloud following us. You know, the good news is that, you know, we're 3-0, just barely. But we've never had anything like this happen before. We've had injuries, illness, and it's hit every single position. And as soon as we get someone back, someone else goes out. But it's been difficult in terms of that. But, you know, we've gotten through it so far. You know, we're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel a little bit now.
Yeah. You got Beverly coming in here. Now, Beverly's a team that has struggled this year. I mean, they picked up the one win. They're 1-0 like you in the league, in the division. But they're a team that's still trying to find themselves, and I don't think they've had a lot of injuries.
No, it's like anything else. You know, sometimes you're a slow-developing team. Sometimes guys just need reps. You know, the greatest example of all, I think it was 2012, that Beverly team, or maybe it was 2011 when they lost their first five games and went on to win the Super Bowl. So you can't look at someone's record this early in the season and say that whether or not they're a good team or not. You really start to see different guys develop. Number 28 is doing such a great job for Beverly right now, you know, running some of their counter stuff. And he just, you know, has great speed, great vision down the field. But, you know, some of the other guys, they have McAlpine and Al-Sharifi. You know, these guys are very strong, athletic kids that, you know, as soon as they hit their groove, they're going to be dangerous.
Yeah. Jim, with all the injuries and so on, that's been a major focus. And so it's got to be a distraction because you're moving players around. So consistency, I can't sense that you've been consistent this year. I mean, is that the case?
Zero consistency. We haven't had the same offensive line more than three practices in a row. So obviously that means we haven't had the same offensive line in any of our games. We haven't had the same offensive line in any of our halves of a game. And, you know, with the quarterback right now, we've used four different tailbacks. We've used three different quarterbacks. We've used three different tight ends. You know, we're struggling to find consistency. And it's not an excuse. It's just, you can't have good practices and you can't add new stuff to your playbook. It's difficult to want to do something new or to add a little twist to something because there's so many different moving parts that you're trying to retrain on the very first play that you put in.
It's like the classroom teacher that, you know, has so many absences that you're teaching the same thing for five straight days because people are in and out of the classroom so much in a way.
Yeah, we're still on ancient Greece and Socrates. We haven't moved off of that yet.
Jim, anything else? Tell me about the one position that you have had injuries in. One of the many positions would be quarterback. So tell us about the quarterback role and how it's played out so far in the first three games.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the kids that have been playing that position because of the fact that should really have been a disaster for us, having injuries. We had a nice competition going on between Dewey Millett and Danny Daugherty, and Chris Galley, and you know, we thought that those guys would compete and would come out with a player in the end that would be able to start that first game for us. Instead, Chris was badly injured in the Wellesley scrimmage, about a second or third play, and from that point forward, he's been out. You know, we went in the Triton game with Danny Daugherty, who played a great game for us, did some nice things, and broke his wrist. So then Dewey Millett, who had been playing tight end in the Triton game, then came and played in our next two games, threw a couple touchdown passes, did a good job, got us the W's. But these are guys that, you know, would like to be the starting quarterback, competed for the starting quarterback, but at the same time, you know, really were not getting all the snaps in the preseason. They weren't ready to really be the starters the way that maybe someone on another team that gets 100% of the snaps or even, you know, even 75% of the snaps. So they did a great job coming in for us and being able to do what they did. And, you know, we're hoping to get Chris back soon. And we're, you know, moving guys around, just trying to find the team that's going to, you know, be best for us week by week. Now, I can't even tell you, you know, what our best team is for the season, because with the things that have been happening, I'm just trying to figure out who's the best team today, you know, for practice. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah. Usually when you finish an interview, I feel like I got the things down, but I'm more confused now than I was when I came over. No, I'm just kidding you, Jim. Yeah. But that's the sense and the issues that you're dealing with. So how are you doing?
I'm fine. You know, I'm doing really good. It's funny though. What you said is every day I'm texting my assistant coaches before practice, before they get here, and kind of dropping the bomb on them of who's out now. Like just FYI, so and so has. You know, some rare disease, you know, that nobody else has ever heard of before, and he's going to be out for a week. And you know, it's almost like the first thing we do is just sit and say who we can move around. And it's just been a giant chess game to this point.
All right. Well, Jim, good luck on Thursday night, and good talking with you, and thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. Jim Rudloff, head football coach at Marblehead High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.